Good evening, everyone. Tonight's 13th of April, Thursday night. At least it's not Friday the 13th. Right? I'm not superstitious. It's Thursday the 13th, not Friday the 13th. I want to talk tonight about something that hopefully you'll find encouraging. There's scripture in the Bible. I'll read it to you. It's found in the 21st chapter of Luke. The 28th verse says, "When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." Now, what things is he talking about? What things is he talking about? Well, he's talking about all of the things that's going to happen prior to his return. And he says, you will see it here, wars and rumors of wars. But these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Do we see that going on? Look at what's going on right now. People, I can just hear people right now saying, "Oh, Larry's a newspaper eschatologist." Well, we've got Russia aligning with China. They're two major powers. And now we've got France aligning with Russia. And we got many, many other countries in Europe starting to align with Russia and China. And we've got Iran aligning with China. We've got Pakistan aligning with China. We've got probably the Palestinians will align with China. And then, of course, so all of a sudden those people that once were our allies like France and Europe are now taking a hike, aren't they? And he says that take heed to be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, "I am Christ," and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. Great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist, nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh." So that's the things that we're talking about. And it says, when you shall see all these things come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. So we should be lifting up our heads, should we not? Right now, we're seeing these things come to pass. You know, Be ye also patient, establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. James 5:8. Psalm 88:3. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. Well, you know, comfort one another with these words. Luke 21:30, when they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. Psalm 111:9, he sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. Well, we're living in some exciting times, folks. And I have a friend of mine, and he's always saying, people can't even see the elephants in the room. And he's not talking about Republican elephants. The elephants in the room, our enemy is very right in the living room with us. You know, Mystery Babylon reminds me of what Aaron said whenever Moses came down out of the mount and he saw that they had made a golden calf and were worshiping the calf. And Moses asked Aaron, why did you do this? And what did Aaron say? The people made me do it. People made me do it. People are not taking a stand today. They're just going right along with anything to get along. Going along to get along. They're not standing up for what is right. You know. Oh, I just want to get along. As much as possible, be at peace with all men. Yes, but it does say as much as possible. How can you be at peace with all men when they are endorsing absolute abominations? How can you go along with that? Well, this is what's on my mind tonight, that we should be looking up, for our redemption is drawing nigh. I hope this is an encouragement to you. I hope you have a good Friday tomorrow morning. And I hope you have a good weekend. And if God's in the matter, I'll see you in the morning. God bless.